behind her right shoulder, raising his voice to be heard over the music.
"That's Jenks," Luis replied to the Navy officer. "You get used to it."
"I kicked your ass." Jenks leaned her head back against TiVo's chest and grinned up at him. "He kicked your ass, even though he lost." She pointed her finger at Luis. "And my girl Max kicked your ass, even if she lost on points. So I get to be smug. If you ever manage to beat me and become the champion, then I will allow you to lord it over me for as long as it takes me to defeat you once again. Until then,
you're fucking insufferable."
But TiVo smiled down at her when he said it, the humor carrying into his blue-gray eyes, one ringed with an impressive bruise, courtesy of Max.
"I am going to beat you one of these days."
"It'll never happen. But you're cute when you try, so don't stop." She turned around and pressed against him, sighing when his hands tightened on her waist. "I want another drink, and then I want you boys to take me to bed."
"That's the first sensible thing you've said in a while," TiVo murmured as he picked her up and kissed her.
"I am occasionally sensible. Don't tell anyone."
That is the weirdest trio. Commander Nika Vagen blinked and looked away from the pair of women in the corner, sitting with their heads close together.
"Who is?"
"Your sister and her..." Commander Stefan Yevchenko gestured with a grin. "Whatever is going on there."
"I prefer not to think of my sister and her relationships, for obvious reasons."
He slanted a glance in Jenks's direction, then sighed and glared at Stefan, ignoring the fact that the intel officer's mouth was twitching into a rare full smile.
"You're enjoying giving me crap about my sister?" Nika asked.
"Well, that's now part of it. But I can also poke you about the fact that you've spent most of the night mooning over Carmichael, if that makes you feel better."
That stung worse than the subject of his sister's relationships.
"Suspicious," he said.
"Do you just enjoy seeing me miserable?"
"You know I don't. You also know you could fix this if you just went and talked to her," Stefan said.
"This is not a better topic than my sister."
Nika took a drink of his beer. He'd always been on good terms with Stefan, despite their rivalry in the sword ring, but the past year of working out of the intelligence division while he recovered had tipped things into a comfortable friendship, enough that he could tease back in the hope it would deflect Stefan's laser focus away from the fact that Nika was, in fact, mooning over one Lieutenant Maxine Carmichael.
"Let's try this one. How's your non-existent love life going?"
"The same.
Just how I like it."
The handsome brunette picked up his own beer.
"I enjoy my work, Nika, and I choose to devote my time to it. I haven't ever felt the need to be with someone, and if I did, it wouldn't be fair to ask them to put up with my obsession." "Don't you get lonely?"
The question slipped out before Nika could stop it, and he only just managed not to glance Max's way again.
"I don't, but not every ace is like me, Nika. Remember that."
Stefan chuckled. "For starters, I'm aromantic on top of it. I knew a long time ago I wasn't ever going to fall in love with someone. I have the Neo G, I have you all. That's enough for me. I like my quiet, and I like having my own timetable without having to answer to anyone." Stefan drained his beer.
"Speaking of, I've got a flight back to London to catch and an early morning meeting."
"Go talk to Max, Neek. Sitting here and staring at her is creepy."
"You're not my boss."
"I will be if you don't accept Haboines' offer to go back to the Interceptors." Stefan patted Nika on the shoulder and tipped his head to the side.
"But even without that, I'm also your friend."